Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
We know you're uncertain about psychics. Is this fortune teller you found on a forum legit?
Your one true love is...
me!
That's why California psychics reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work with us. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. New customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. So experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com. Experience the joy of certainty, California Psychics.
At Sierra, discover joyous deals on great gifts for everyone on your list, like cozy slippers, ski gear, fishing poles, bikes, large kayaks, even larger canoes. Whew. Which might lead to another discovery. Wrapping gifts is the only sport you need to stay fit this season. Tis the season to discover great gifts at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
Did you see the story about Lane Kiffin bailing on Ole Miss to go to LSU?
I did. And he's a consequence of the system that's going on right now. You know, the NIL, and I understand there's money to be made now for college kids and they can move around. It's kind of, and you hear this, you know, I'm not coining the phrase, but you hear it all the time. It's a wild, wild west, but it really is. When you allow the players to kind of move around at their disposal and do what they want to do, have a great year, go get more money, go to a different school, and you're going to allow that. Well, then I got to allow my coaches to do it. They're put kind of in a bind by coaching students that at any time can kind of hold you for ransom and say, if I don't get what I need to get, I'll just go to this school. So if the kids can do that to the coaches have to be subject to the same set of rules. And if Lane Kiffin goes out there and
okay,
gets
wait a minute,
the money.
I gotta set this though. Let me set the timeline for you before we get into this, right?
Okay.
So he's coaching. Remember, he was the coach at USC at your alma mater, right?
Correct.
I'm sure Arnie's got a Lane Kiffin t-shirt somewhere, a Lane Kiffin visor. He goes right to FAU after he flames out everywhere else. Nick Saban had hired him and gave him a job, resurrected his career. Ole Miss takes a chance on him. They bring him in 6 years, turns him into the third most winning program in the SEC. He's making pretty good cash. They give him all the NIL money they want. They give him everything. He's got a chance to win the national championship. About 45 days ago, he starts interviewing with Florida, LSU before the season's even over. He starts interviewing, talking.
Correct. That's business in 2025 in college sports. That's just the way it is. And I can't fault him one bit for taking advantage of the system. This is a day and age where, you know, it's not like the loyalty you're gonna hang on. It's a couple dollars here or there. I mean, for what I hear, the reporter, he got $90 million to coach college football. And if the rules allow you to discuss before the season's over, when maybe you're at a peak value, who am I to tell you if the system allows for it and it is fair game to not exercise everything you possibly can to put you and your family and financially in the best situation for you. So I cannot blame him. I'm not one of those guys that you got to be loyal. You got to be this.
I got to throw one more in though. Ole Miss though offered to match what he got at LSU. So it wasn't like he was going to LSU a big raise because Ole Miss said, listen, stay here. We'll match what they give you.
Well, here's the thing, okay? Who knows what goes behind the scenes there? We all have stories. We all have places we've played. Right, but you never know. There's got to be something and a reason that made him leave there.
More prestige at one school. LSU's a blue blood program.
I don't think there's any true loyalty in sports in this day and age, because I understand as a player, and I always like to put it in baseball terms because that's what I can relate to the easiest. I know when you're a free agent in baseball and you're making a decision, yes, of course the money is going to be a major factor, but there's other factors. It's my family. Where's my family going to be comfortable? When your kids are young, what schools do I want? Where do I want to raise them? And I'll tell you, it comes down to this for a lot of guys. What ballpark am I going to? How do I feel at this ballpark hitting? I'm a pitcher, how do I like that mound? That plays into the big equation of where you're going to end up. Yeah, in this day and age, usually the dollars speak louder than anything else, and I can't really get on anybody for taking the money. We have a short window to make a living. You know, an athlete has a short window, and I don't mean to sound.
No.
What's the word I'm looking for? It's just do what you got to do.
Work till I'm 70. You can only work till you're 35.
Right. The rules are the rules, and he worked within the rules, and he exercised his option.
Now, they're going back and forth right now, and this is the big part I wanted to ask you. See what you think. They're going back and forth. He says, I'm going to LSU. They tell him, bye, and he goes, well, wait a minute, but we haven't finished the season yet. We have a chance to win the national championship. I would like to keep coaching to the college football playoffs, even though I'm not coming back next year. I'm leaving. Right. I'm going to LSU, but I'd like to stay here and continue to coach the rest of the season. They told me to go kick rocks.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
I got no problem with that either. You know, think about that. If you're an employer, you just jump ship, and especially if it's reported and the money was matched and you took off. First of all, I think it would be a little awkward sticking around from a team standpoint. It's like, oh, you just took the job there, but you're going to coach us in the postseason.
You're leaving me?
I have no problem with them telling him, you know, thanks, but no thanks. I got no problem with that. They have every right to. And I think it's a little bit of an awkward situation anyway. And I think that the people, his bosses currently that gave him the contract they gave him, they're probably sitting there not in a very good mood about his decision. So for them to say, you know what, save it. We'll have somebody take over for the rest of the season. They have every right to do it. And I'd say if I were the employer, I might have that same outlook on the situation.
Yeah, and the funny part is, he was like, well, the players all said they were begging me to stay. They're asking.
Doesn't matter.
No. His players came back out. A couple of team captains said, no, that's not the case. You can hit the bricks, pal. You don't want to be here.
And you don't know until you're in that locker room. But some guys might feel betrayed. Like, we thought our skipper was going to be here with us through, and all of a sudden he left. You know, and maybe that doesn't sit well with some guys in that locker room. I don't know. I'd have to be able to assert it. I'd have to know the goings on. I'd like have to know behind the scene what's really going on here and what is my skipper doing. If it's all on the up and up, I don't know how I feel about it. I've never been in that situation. I've never been in a position where I had a manager or coach, especially when the season's still going on, make a decision, because the rules have never been that way. You know, in every other sport, you finish the season, you have the off season, you're a free agent, you're not a free agent. So it doesn't get awkward where it's a mid-season or a late season decision. The rules have never been set up that way. They're set up that way. I think they need to be ratified a little bit. And I think when this NIL came out, I thought, well, it's kind of cool that college kids are going to get to be paid. Where it's gone to, I don't know if it's a thing. I think it's going to be a work in progress, this NIL, and how it shakes out in the end. So we don't have these type of situations, and everybody's happy the college kids are getting paid a little bit more, because let's be honest, they bring a lot to college, especially the college football players. They pump a lot of money into the university, and I think they should be paid. I don't think they should have to struggle through college for what they're bringing to the table. That being said, I don't think this is a foolproof, a perfect situation with the rules intact, but it's also pretty new to everybody. So I think over the years they'll work it out and get it to a point where I think eventually guys will say, all right, now we got the NIL worked out. It was a little rough on, you know, early on. It was the wild, wild west. We got it reined in a little bit where it makes a little more sense. But these are things you just learn by trial and error. And this is all new, and one day it's not going to be new, but I think they'll work it out.
All right, now this is the part. I did all that for a reason, because I wanted to set you up for this. What is it like when you have a change from the, in this case, the head coach, your case, a manager, middle of the season? Because you've been on teams where the manager gets fired middle of the season. All of a sudden, we went to spring training. We went to battle. We had this guy as our leader. And all of a sudden, he's gone. Some new dude walks in, taking over halfway through. And we can't miss a beat.
No, I think most of the times when that happens, it's a bad situation where the clubhouse the clubhouse usually gets pretty sideways for that radical of a change to go on midseason. So, you know, I've been involved in it. It was a welcome move. You know, I'm not going to sit here and mention names, but at the time it was a welcome move in our clubhouse. And like I said, I've been through some really great years as a player, some great teams, great organizations. I've been through some average years, and I've been through some really tough years. And, you know, usually if something that drastic happens in the middle of the season, and I'm not saying always, just my experience, it's usually pretty qualified and done for a reason, whereas it's going to make that clubhouse.
No, I get that.
Straighten up and take notice.
No, I get that part. What I'm talking about, though, is that, you know, there's some guys that have an allegiance. Oh, this guy is my manager, and all of a sudden now we got to change everything. Do you feel that, like, okay, am I being disloyal to the other guy?
No.
Because there's always there's going to be some guys that are going to be, hey, I love Lane Kiffin. We did him wrong. This is like, hey, get that bum out of here. Were you in the situation where there were some guys that were still loyal to the old manager, new manager comes in, and, okay, now I got to be loyal to this guy?
Rich, I've learned a long time ago, life is life, and loyalty in life is one thing, but business is business. And I've had a lot of great relationships in life and a lot of great relationships in the world of sports. And that's not my decision to make. You know, when the bosses make certain moves, I have every right to question it internally, but I don't sign the checks. And when And when moves like that are made, doesn't matter whether I agree or disagree, I have an obligation as an employee of that organization to get up the next morning to come to work and be the player that I signed up to be. And I've got to put my personal feelings aside and not worry about that. Like I said, separating life and loyalty, and I feel much differently about that than I do in the business world. You know, life is life. And those are relationships, and that's what kind of person are you. Business is business to get things done, and you need to be able to separate that. And like I always say, I expect you to be a pro. I expect everybody to be a pro. All the players I work with, the hitters I work with, I expect you to be a professional, especially at the highest level, and go about your business as such. And it doesn't matter the consequences, who's in charge, who's not in charge. You don't make those decisions. I pay you to play. When I was a baseball player, I was paid to show up and play second base every night for whatever team organization I was playing for. And the decisions that were made around me, they're out of my control, and they're nothing that I have any say in. So I signed dotted line to go out and play and give my team the best effort I can to win games. And that's how I approached it as a professional in life. Okay. Definitely a different set of rules that I work by.
Okay. Distraction. For the kids at Ole Miss right now, they're trying to win a national championship. They've been going through all this.
Right.
Is he coming? Is he staying? Is he going? You have that with, is my manager getting fired? He's not getting fired. What's going on over? Is that really a distraction?
Well, I think with the Lane situation, it's different because there's a lot of success going on right now for them. Usually when there's a big shakeup and a change, it's because you're not going very good. And as a team, as a player, it's kind of really, like a fresh start. Like, okay, let's rally around this and let's get it going now. This is very rare that you're having this much success and then your skipper is cut out. Now it's right. Kind of, you know, some of them are going to use it. Like you said, some of the team captains were interviewed and they say, no, we want him to go on if he made that decision. So maybe that's a rallying cry for them. Hey, let's win it. So because we're mad that our coach is leaving, let's win it to spite him. Other guys are going to have different feelings like, hey, I really love Lane. He taught me a lot. He was a big part of my maturation as a college player and are going to miss him. But I think when push comes to shove, they're going to get up tomorrow morning and they're going to take care of the business at hand. And if it's meant to be this year to win a national champion, they're going to. And it's not because Lane Kiffin was there or he's not there.
Wow. Brett Boone doing college football today on the Boone podcast. That's a first.
College football. I'm so well-versed, aren't I? It's unbelievable.
You are.
I just,
well, you know,
you talk in generalities and you never get in trouble.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.